Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how many amazingly fascinating people have you met in your life? Probably a lot, you know, because my audience is very well versed in amazing things. So that's the opportunity to bring another amazing person in front of you to talk to us about the wonderful things that he's doing and the life he's had and what he's here to offer all of us. And that's Dr. Christopher Macklin. Chris, welcome to Energy Stew.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us on. Bless you, Peter. Wonderful to be here.
Well, I'm so glad that we could talk because you are a Melchizedek being. And there aren't many of you, right?
No, there's only five because they're actual beings. And we're talking about, you know, when you're born, you're kind of spliced in at birth because I've got 84% Melchizedek DNA, which allows the soul to integrate into the body. So, you know, and that happens with a lot of starseeds. So, yeah, there's five of us here. Absolutely. But and we're here to help.
But it's also a big responsibility.
Well, it is. We do a lot of things, you know, people don't realize, but I love it. It's a crazy planet, but we love crazy.
Well, since that's inspirational too, to be excited about how crazy things are here now that need work that we can all apply ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you are, you're also a healer. So the audience knows you come from difficult circumstances, even though you were born with divine experiences. You know, you could see spirits and ETs and all that kind of stuff when you were a kid. Not that the adults around you really appreciated it so much.
Not at all. Well, it's interesting because, you know, if you're a starseed, a lot of people get attacked. I mean, when I was born, I had 8 strokes. Age of 4, got my back burnt really badly. Went through a whole host of things. They try and get rid of you because they don't want you to shine and do your work. And it's just been an interesting journey, you know. And, you know, of course, bankrupt 2007 and suddenly everything changes, you know, to the blessing it is today. And I always tell people it's really important to realize the biggest things in your life are the biggest blessings, the most difficult circumstances. And people say, well, yeah, but I went bankrupt. That's not good, but it's just money. You know, it's just stuff. Who cares? You know, it's out the window. And it really teaches you that stuff and things don't matter. What matters is people and relationships and the people around you. You know, that's really important.
Right. And the universe works. There's serendipity and synchronicity all the time going on.
Yeah.
We don't always trust it, but it shows up in its own way.
Absolutely.
So it's brought you here to this country and you're living out in, is it the Midwest you're living or?
Yeah, Missouri, out in Missouri. We're actually in Hollister, just outside Branson. This is where the ministry building here is. And I love it, you know, it's so much beauty, nature, you know, animals and things. It's, to me, it's probably one of the best places in America, but it's low, you know, low density of population, which is good, you know, because you can keep yourself in your sovereign place, you know, and that's kind of important to me.
But you're going to make the location even more interesting with pyramids, right?
Yeah, around here. I can't tell you exactly where it is because, of course, you know, people watch. They want to know what's going on. But, you know, one of the biggest things I'm down here for, you know, we do a few things. Like we police time space. What does that mean? Well, you know, people don't open portals, you know, and it's like the third dimensional world is like in a football, this whole, you know, universe in a football where, you know, if you puncture the football too much, the air will change, and i.e. the vibration will change, and then people won't be able to exist in a different time space where, you know, our bodies are created for this time space continuum. So, you know, we close portals. We also monitor the crystalline structure around the planet, which is, you know, meant for telepathy and things like that. But what happens is, you know, because if you get huge anxiety, I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, Peter, if anyone doesn't know, I don't know what to say, but the world is kind of nuts, right? Barking mad nuts, you know, and
it
I love
sure
it. And I love helping, but it is crazy. And what happens is the collective people who don't get it, you know, there's a lot of anxiety, despair, discombobulation, that energy gets into the crystalline structure. If you're not careful, if you allow it to build up and build up, build up, you can get a lot of kind of suicides and different things happening because people just get this overwhelming despair. Oh, I'm done with this, you know. And so it's cleared out, you know. Well, we used to do it once every 2 or 3 months. Now it's done every week. You know, it's cleared out with the Arcturian people. And that just helps, you know, balance so things don't get too kind of crazy. And the other thing is doing the pyramid project. Yeah, it's we're building off planet pyramids. Now, the reason for that is because the ley lines are all blocked. You know, the deep state and, you know, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, Illuminati, you can call it what you like. But what they've done is they've actually blocked a lot of the meridian lines. And so there's not the energy flow in the meridian structure, which is basically almost like the energy lines down your body, you know. They're blocked, and so you're not getting the energy in this planet you should do. And so the whole point about this pyramid project, they're off-planet pyramids. One's 333 feet tall, the second one's 666 feet tall, and the final one is 999.999 feet tall. They're built off-planet, they're going to be bought here. Put in a Fibonacci curve, so the smallest one will be the farthest away, the biggest one will be directly on the ley line. And by the Fibonacci curve, they power each other up, and that's what's going to help blow out the ley lines, all the negative stuff, and help raise the vibration of the planet.
Right. Why is it Fibonacci and not golden ratio?
Well, it's kind of based on the same thing. So
yeah, Fibonacci tries to attain the golden ratio.
Well, yeah, it'd be the golden ratio. I mean, it's, you know, it's the curvature which creates the and powers up the whole grid and allows them to actually work in sequence. So they're all going to work in sync together, like you say, golden ratio.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, Fibonacci aspires to that, so it's good to work with numbers. And and so you're how are you bringing these pyramids in?
They're going to be suspended in basically. They can either transport them by switching them in time space, or they can actually suspend them in a zero gravity field. Either one, you know, it looks like they're going to bring them here in a zero gravity field. They haven't kind of decided. Either way, they'll get here. But they're going to bring one at a time, you know, so one at a time, put it here. So it'll just appear, you know, just overnight, and then the next one, and then the next one. So it's going to be quite interesting.
It's kind of like the way crop circles appear, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a huge project. If you think about it, you know, if you bought pyramids here, imagine how many people want to come see them. And you can't just say, you know, we're getting 20,000 acres. You can't just say, well, come and see them, because you need infrastructure. You need toilet facilities. You need food facilities. You need water facilities, place to stay, you know, try and transport people there and back. You know, I believe you'll get 100, 200 million visitors a year, you know, and so you've got to create like a, almost like a small city, you know, to be able to deal with these people, you know. But the reason why we say 20,000 acres, 30,000 acres, is to make sure that there's enough distance between where the pyramids are and, you know, corporate things that start appearing as soon as these things are, you know, attached to the planet.
And when you say they are bringing them in, who are they?
The Arcturians are building them. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, they've been building them for a while. It's actually been written in the scriptures, believe it or not. And it's I think it's one of the things that's going to really help. And, you know, there's another reason for it as well, of course, because there's a reptilian element under the planet. People think, oh, the deep state, oh my gosh, it's all the deep state that are trying to manipulate everything else. They're just puppets, you know, they're just hybrid reptilian creatures. The big guys are underneath, the whole point about the pyramids is they can't live in a high vibrational place. So as you raise the vibration of the planet, they'll disappear. Now, I know people think, oh, you know, we're over 50%, you know, awake and all that. We're not. I mean, I don't know what planet they're on, but I'm not seeing it, you know. The Melchizedek beings are saying we're probably about 2.4% people awake. And I'm talking about awake where they're really right up there. You know, they've got this inner strength of, you know, they've got their sovereign self back, you know, their intuition's amazing, they're doing their gifts, you know, that to me is really awake.
I think what it is that we don't really know what awake means because we're not there. So we are imagining that our awareness is increasing, we do have a lot of spiritual connection, and it's really amazing actually how much there is of that now. There's great spiritual energy here.
It's amazing, you know. Amazing. But so many of the planets are asleep. They're starting to, hang on, something's not right. But, you know, when you go to a spiritual awakening, you always go to the dark night of the soul. You know, you wake up, you think, you've got to be kidding. It can't be this bad. And the answer is, well, yeah, you know. And then you have this grief about, you know, what's not hijacked? Well, the food's hijacked, you know, everything's hijacked. Big pharma, big tech, you know, deep state, money, you name it, it's all hijacked. So to me, you know, it's important to relay this kind of idea that if you think about humanity in a swimming pool, so they're in a swimming pool, pooing and weeing, you know, would you don't want to dive in that? No. So to me, it's important to stay out this matrix and stay on the periphery. So stay on the periphery of the swimming pool, and then we can kind of pluck people out, you know, wash them down, dry them off, and get their vibration up, because the planet needs so much help. It's not just about you. It's not just about me. It's just about, you know, the people. It's about everybody, you know. The more people can help, the better, because especially now, there's huge issues with anxiety, PTSD, mental issues, you know, from this masking, from the vaccine. And it's, you know, it's actually got through to families now. Families are now creating separation, vax versus no vax, mask versus no mask, you name it, it's there. So it's important for us to help heal this, you know, as much as possible. So it can't just be done by one person.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, because I know so many people who are in deep fear and about the virus, about who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated. And there's so much propaganda and mind control, actually. And,
yeah.
And it's amazing to see that people aren't thinking for themselves. They think they are, but they don't realize that they're not clear. And then what, you know? And then you try to help establish truths, but then you find there's so much censorship, and you know, you don't know what to do next other than hold your ground.
Well, it's true, you know. It's even like, you know, on our Facebook and YouTube, I keep the channels really clear. I don't talk about any of this stuff, because, you know, those channels are there for healing, and if I start mentioning things, of course they'll take them down. So we just keep those channels clear, just for healings. We do it 3 times a week. And it's important to me, because people need so much help right now. We're getting something like 40,000 people joining each healing 3 times a week. That's 120,000 people we're getting to. And that's brilliant, you know. Of course, we get people live on Zoom at 500, 600. But I think, to me, it's important, because it gives people a lifeline. And we always do it by donation. So if you've got money, great. If you don't, you know, I always tell people, never shame yourself, because let me tell you, I've been without money. I know what it's like. No money for food, no money for anything. And it's important everyone gets a healing. That's my commitment to this planet. So we do that 3 times a week. We did it this morning. You know, normally it's Monday, 9 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, 5 p.m. Central Time, and Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time. And you can join it. If you've got no money, please join, you know. We want to help as many people as possible. Well, if you go to the globalenlightenmentproject.com, and they're listed down there, the weekly healings, you know, the generic weekly healings. And if you just join, all you have to do is sign up, or just go on YouTube or Facebook, look for the Global Enlightenment Project, and they'll be streamed on there as well. And that's our commitment, because people come because I think there's so much happening at the moment that people want to belong somewhere. They need a family, but also they want healing, because, you know, they're out in the third dimensional world doing work. And when you come back home, it's important to cleanse yourself again, you know. I mean, I live, you know, like you, I live off donations, and I live in a different world, and it allows me to hold the space for people, because I don't have to go in third dimensional world. But for those people who do have to go to a corporate job or anything else, you know, to me, it's important to support them. So,
yeah. And I'm so grateful that I can live in a bubble.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's true, actually. You know, I used to enjoy shopping with my, you know, I don't really do shopping or anything anymore. We just do this, and we relax, go for walks sometimes, but I don't get out there very much, because I do think life's changed. And I think with starseeds, what I want to tell people as well is, it's really important, if you're starseed, Pleiadian, Arcturian, Sumerian, Atlantarian, Lumerian, or, you know, any of those, Lyran, Andromedan, if you're a starseed, you know, I mean, we work on thousands of people a week, and how many times, you must have heard it, Peter, I don't fit in, never have done since a child. And my answer to that is, well, why bother? Because you're not from here, you know. You're not going to think like the average human being, so don't try and fit in. What you have to do is learn to navigate, you know, because, of course, you're going to have huge empathy. So, you know, anyone says something small, you take it on really big, you know. I remember I used to do that as a child, but I've learned to set boundaries, and I think it's important to stay on the periphery and not try and fit in and find like-minded people so that they hold the space for you.
Right, but special children have trouble reaching out beyond their immediate neighborhood and their families. And that's where next week I'm going to be interviewing Mary Rodwell, who actually works with exceptional children and helps them know that they're okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, you've got a gift, you know, and it's really important. Once they realize, I've got a lady who works with, you know, children as well. And, you know, she's from the work we've been doing together. She kind of says, look, you're a divine being. I kind of surprised. How do you mean I'm a divine being? You know, you're a divine being, you know, you have a divine plan of God. And, you know, and they're kind of shocked, like, wow, no one's ever told me that before, you know. And it's amazing, you know, these star seeds, they're beautiful kids, you know. But like you say, if you got parents who don't really understand it, you know, what happens? Well, they end up going to a psychiatrist, they end up on some sort of drugs to suppress them. And I think, you know, it's sad to see, but, you know, I think things are improving in that.
I have a granddaughter. I'm so glad that she can talk to me about her spiritual realizations. She's 4 years old, but she was telling me when she used to live in the sky before she was born, and she and her little sister were good friends, and they decided to be sisters, and, you know, and so and there aren't many people she can tell that to.
No, I know, because they're all, you're nuts, you know. I mean, I've been called nuts, wackos, all these things, and that's okay, you know. I mean, I actually take it as a compliment now, because, you know, right. Who wants to be normal, whatever normal is anyway, you know? I mean, you know.
Exactly. No.
If people say you're crazy, I mean, I always tell them, I think we're all normal, you know. Crazy is out there, you know. It really isn't, you know, but we're helping. But, you know, another thing I think is important as well to help people is there's a lot of people with this family separation. Like I say, you know, their perception of what's happening in their life is correct and right to them. To us, it's probably different. And so, you know, to me, it's important, never judge people, because, you know, if they're uneducated or they haven't woken up or whatever it is, how can you judge somebody, because it's not their fault? So right. It's important, I think, to hold the space and love them for who they are and what perception of this world they have.
Right.
They think is right, because they think they're doing, like, people check the jab, whatever they do, they think they're doing the right thing for humanity, and that's
right.
Okay, you know.
Right. So many people have wonderful hearts. So, you know, it's great to see such caring and love that people have for each other. It's just that so many people are so confused right now mentally.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's so much misinformation everywhere, you know, and I think it's important to try and discern that, you know, by obviously looking at things, but again, even discerning it. When you watch some YouTube videos of truth-seeking people and different factions, a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are hijacked. And so I think it's important, again, if you've got really good discernment, watch the video, and if it's not resonating, switch it off. Because, you know, it's if they're hijacked, you're going to have Luciferian transmissional frequencies or archonic, you know, energy around it. All these YouTube, Facebook channels do, you know, my channel, I clear it before I actually do the healing. So every time it's replayed, the channel gets cleared. So there's no Archon or Luciferian you know, that sort of energy around it. And I think that's important, but it's very addictive. You know, reptilian energy is so addictive. And you watch one thing and, you know, reptilians always give you two truths and one huge lie, or three truths and one huge
exactly.
lie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you have to be aware of, is that you're hearing truth and you go, oh, now I can trust this person. And all of a sudden they slam you with something that is very limiting.
Yeah, and it doesn't resonate at all. But you think, well, hang on, the last three things they said were right, so I guess it must be right. Well, it's not, you know. And I think the other thing about reptilian as well is what I've seen is that they get people busy for the sake of being busy. So, you know, they go off on a thing, the ego kicks in, and they're, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. So they get on this hamster wheel, they're going faster and faster, they're ignoring what's happening around them while the whole world's collapsing. And I've seen that a number of times. That's typical reptilian, busy for the sake of being busy, you know, the hamster wheel effect, what I call it. So again, you know, with this ministry, I always cross-check. I check everything. I check with other leaders. We have two leaders who work for the ministry to check, you know, is there something going on outside? Is there something trying to hijack us? We check all the time. You have to, you know, to keep yourself clear, I think, you know.
Well, and we also have to have people like you to hear from. And I, you know, I choose a lot of really wonderful guests from my show so that people can have this perspective and understand what makes sense to them and know that they don't have to try to be making sense out of things that are manipulations and propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so much, it's like, you know, what's going on with the vaccines, everything else. There's so much propaganda, misinformation. And, you know, I never put things out unless, A, I know exactly how it works from world leader. I work with a world leading toxicologist. We've worked on Morgellons disease for the last 14 years. We have a solution, which is, and the same with, you know, the jab thing, you know, we have a solution to strip it out of the body. It's called timeline splitting. And so that's a fantastic protocol. We had meetings with people yesterday, Morgellons gone, Lyme gone, HIV, AIDS, and you know, Agent Orange. It's fantastic to see the difference with them when they finish this protocol. They're like, wow, and they're back in the world, you know. So that really excites me. What excites me is, you know, and I think, you know, it should help other people if they help, you know, if they want to get on the healings. To me, you know, it's not about a guru. You know, you don't need gurus anymore. We're facilitators to help people get back to their sovereign self. And right. You always know, when people say, well, how do you know you're in sovereign self? It's when you're leaping out of bed in the morning, getting really excited for the day. You think, I'm going to take all the world, I'm going to do some stuff, you know, and get all excited about your gifts. Your gifts are downloading. And I think it's really important for people to find that fire in their belly, that passion. You know, I have a passion for this. I don't know if you can tell. but I love it. And, you know, I was in corporate before and I absolutely detested it. You know, I used to go to the corporate world thinking, well, okay, I'll stay here all day till 5 p.m. because I'll get a paycheck. I was good at it, but didn't enjoy it whatsoever. And I used to think there has to be more than this, you know. So,
yeah, I was getting my master's in business at NYU in the mid 60s. And I was in the elevator in the building and I looked around, and everybody was wearing gray suits. And I was dressed like in t-shirt and shorts or whatever, you know, like just natural. And I looked around and I went, no, I don't belong here. And I actually finished the semester and then signed up for the Peace Corps.
Well, you know, it's funny because when we bought this ministry building 2 years ago, the bank manager, you know, he loves us because, you know, I manage things now. Even though I went bankrupt, I manage things now like clockwork. And of course, I've surrendered it all to God. It all just happens. So we were signing the documents and my wife, Mandy, said, Roger, you look really nice in your suit. She said, could you persuade Christopher to wear one? And he looks at me, he goes, nah.
Right. No, you're an amazing person because you embody your work here so beautifully, you know, because you're totally immersed in it. And you have so much to offer, including, I think the audience should really hook into your healing sessions and really get to know what you're up to and you know, find more opportunities that you're here to offer with so much healing and you know, opportunities for people to, you know, have greater understandings of who they are, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, that's what it's all about, you know. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that really affects people, I think, is emotion. And, you know, we've got a fast track method of releasing emotion very fast. On the generic groups, we do 27 releases of emotion because we all have hundreds of thousands. I mean, we live in this crazy world, hundreds of thousands of layers around the heart, way too much for a human being. And I think once you start releasing those biggest releases of emotion, you start to, wow, you know, I feel so much stronger. I feel better. And of course, that bleeds into the intestines. So your intestines lighten up so you don't get, you know, IBS. Lactose intolerance. Everyone's got all these things, lactose, gluten, something intolerance. And, you know, how many times do I have a new client? So, well, yeah, my intestines are fine, except I can't eat gluten. Well, they're not fine then, because you should be able to digest anything. And of course, it's emotion bleeding down there. So once you release the emotion, the vibration gets up, they get this inner strength, they get excited about life, and then it just turns the whole life around. And it's so beautiful to see, you know, it really
right.
is.
There's so much, right, there's so much hope that we have for the future as we get our acts together and understand this greater journey that we're on. It's multidimensional journey, not a third dimensional journey.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you're such a great role model for us. So
thanks.
We're getting close to the end of the show, and it's been so wonderful. I want to keep watching you.
You got your eye on me. Well, yeah. Don't forget, Peter, Buddha's got his eye on all of us, you know.
Well, I see the Buddha behind you, and yes.
Yeah, and, I love this picture, actually. I had to move it from home, but we've got another one for home.
Well, most like of our audience is audio, so they can't see that how beautiful.
Oh, right, yeah, that's true. It's beautiful, though, bless you.
But it is a nice one, yes. So I really want to thank you for being a guest on Energy Stew, and hopefully we'll talk again in the future, because you're an enlightenment to me.
Oh, thanks, Peter. And thanks for having me on. It's really kind. Bless your heart.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, so, okay. And I want to let the audience know that I'm Peter Roth, and my email is peter@heartriver.org. And I'd love to hear from everyone. And thanks so much for listening.